So, dear colleagues, thank you very much for coming. I know it's not easy to come back after lunch and trying to empower or to try to get into the working mood again. However, this session, I promise, and this panel is going to be quite challenging. Civic space is the environment that enables people and groups or civic space actors to participate meaningfully in the political, economic, social and cultural life in their societies. Vibrant civic space requires an open, secure and safe environment that is free from all acts of intimidation, harassment, reprisals, whether online or offline. Any restrictions on such a space must comply with international human rights law. What I quoted is a part of the UN guidance note on protection and promotion of civic space. Sometimes it's important to remember the definitions. Why? Because we lose from one moment to another. We think that we know certain definitions. We think that we know certain concepts. But actually, I felt during my years as a lawyer that we may miss something. We lose some of the real meaning of certain definitions or paragraphs or arguments that that were on the basis for creating such guidance. And that's why I always consider important to remind what is the civic space and what we as energized can do to make sure that in our countries this civic space is safeguarded, monitored, and protected. In this panel, we are talking about the civic space in the online sphere, which is even another challenge. Probably it was something that we couldn't or we didn't take into consideration 15 years ago, but now it's becoming, because the online is becoming a very important reality, we as well are trying to get into this area and trying to protect and to do more in the online as well, with respect, especially vis-a-vis with what the business is doing there as well, because there's a lot of business that manages the whole online space. I have here the honor to have an excellent panel and excellent panelists. Each of them will have a 5 minutes presentation, and then afterwards we will have some questions. We will take questions or comments from the audience. I'm very honored, actually, to introduce you here, Birgit Kainz. She works with the OSHCR Civic Space Unit. She will lead us on this, on the matter of what they are doing and how the good practices that they have at the OSHCR for various energized in monitoring and protecting the online space. With us as well will be Sebastian Smart from Angelika Ruskin University. He's a former chair of GANRI Working Group on Business and Human Rights, and he was in this capacity as a representative of the Chilean NHGRI, so ex-colleague, which is very good to have again with us. And then we will talk with Chris Nissen, the South Africa NHGRI, and as well from with Nara Ganbat, the commissioner of Mongolian NHGRI. So let me start with Birgit. Could you share some good practices of NHGRIs that are doing good work in monitoring the civic space, the online civic space, including engaging with businesses?